I'm Katie Kitchener, and welcome to this week's Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. This week, the Chief Constable, donkeys, tin baths, and the Chief Constable's awards. To try and give you a taster of this and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles and online at iomtoday.co.im, I'm joined by newshounds Jess Ward.
Hello.
And Sam Turton.
Hello.
And as you may have worked out by now, I'm not Andy Dalrymple. He's currently out in Gibraltar living his best life at the Island Games, so you're stuck with me for this week. But he's back next week, right?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. He might be sunburnt into oblivion. Who knows?
Do we have any sunburn updates on how he's doing?
I do think he's losing his mind.
Is this from his messages and
some of his,
the captions?
Some of the headlines have been a bit out there. There's gold up in them there hills. It's been a personal favourite. It's been raining. Manx medals. He is in absolute element just doing pun headlines in the sunshine with his euro or pound beer out there, isn't he? Yeah. Pound out there.
And his old Isle of Man newspapers red polo shirt that he's got on.
It'll be matching his skin colour.
Yeah, asbestos top he called it, wasn't it?
Yes. So how was everyone's week?
Yeah, it's been a solid week. I've been cracking on with our Go Green supplement, which is due to come out later this month.
That's
exciting. It's been going quite well, yeah. So I'm excited for you guys to read more about that soon.
Awesome. So, good week.
Yeah, it's been all right. Things have happened. Stuff's been going on. I'm just looking at our script, and we've got more coppers on the page than there are on the streets. So it's going well.
Shade.
Okay. So I think the highlight of our week as a work team was our performance in the Castletown Tin Bath races last Saturday.
Absolutely. That snake race.
We entered the snake race. There were six of us. We've got some audio from it to come later on in the show. But I mean, I think me and you did really well, Jess.
I think
Emma was excellent. I thought Holly was great.
Jackie,
phenomenal. Sam, do you think you gave it your all?
I was there.
You were present in spirit.
Let's examine my... I got into the ring wrong, so I've only...
Excuses!
It's an illusion, you see. I'm actually long-bodied and short-legged. So I had managed to lower myself so low I couldn't get my legs out the other side of the ring to kick, which was a bad start. I then tried
to start... We had specifically put you in that position because we thought you would have long, powerful legs to propel us.
Well, you should have used Jess. Then I stopped to have a row with the commentator.
You did?
And
threatening hand-like gesture towards him.
Then I spent some time rearranging myself. Doesn't sound very good, but yeah. back into the ring. But the only thing I'll say is the teams who beat us, right?
Yeah.
Were the last two. It was the winner and the second place team both come out of our heats. So
we were against the best.
Exactly. And we were aiming for third and we come fourth. So if anything, I overachieved.
Wow. You're a master at those excuses, I gotta say.
I'd never been to the tin baths before, and I didn't even know the snake race was a thing. But it was amazing. I had a great time. Castletown was absolutely full of people.
It was buzzing, wasn't it?
It was.
It's just like the atmosphere was incredible, I thought. And then you had so much to do in the square as well, with food. And
bands playing, live music.
Yep. Ice cream, pubs.
Pubs, beer gardens. Got very sunburnt.
It was a really sunny day.
So sunburnt.
My nose is still actually a little bit.
My face was like a beetroot.
Yeah, when you got to work on Monday, everyone was coming over like, oh, caught the sun, Jess.
Oh yeah, I got a very good tan out of it. Very great.
So, are we entering again next year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, apparently.
So. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm thinking of going off solo and doing the tin baths.
Really?
I've had to delay my entry into the parish walk for other reasons, so that's been put off a year, so I'm going to go for the tin baths.
Okay, well, I'll come down and support
you. Okay, you heard it here, folks. Sam is doing the tin baths next year.
Yeah.
Be there, be square.
How are you going to decorate your bath? Will it be newspaper themed?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's very helpful, but yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get on that. We'll brainstorm.
Do you reckon I get suspended for just having like a giant sandwich board on the back and using like a sail?
You could wear like some of our funniest news bills.
Yeah, I could write them all out.
I don't think
for
this
you.
Is going to help with the aerodynamics and the aquadynamics. Is that a thing?
Yeah. It is now.
I don't know. Let's move on.
Have we received a postcard yet from Andy, by the way? Because he did say the first thing he would do on the Saturday when he arrived in Gibraltar was cross over that runway he's obsessed with and then send us a postcard.
He got off the plane, got hit by the heat and went to the nearest bar. There's no way we have got a postcard.
Guaranteed that's what happened. Because, yeah, none of us have had one, so disappointment.
Disappointed in him. Not angry, just disappointed. Okay, so we're going to move on to Jess, your new story of the week about the Chief Constables Awards.
Yes, so Adrian Dubscher, our chief reporter, he covered the awards which took place on Tuesday at the Gaiety Theatre. And so it basically commended lots of officers for their good deeds. So we had, for instance, there was a PC who was hit by his own baton, I believe, by a violent offender. And so his partner kind of jumped in and helped out. So they were commended. And of course, the legends Mike Griffiths and Paddy Moore were commended for their amazing feats. So they helped save lives. So basically, these people had phoned in kind of threatening to end their lives by throwing themselves off cliffs. So PC Moore and Griffiths were sent round to the scene. So it's on like Marine Drive and other places. And they managed to edge themselves over to these people, launch themselves onto them so that way they didn't actually jump off. And yeah, saved their lives. And there are three different cases.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, you don't really often hear about those side of police stories. So if you want to read a bit more on that, you can in the Manx Independent, which is on page 14 and 15. But there's not only just officers, there's also like members of the public who helped, because they were first on the scene at really horrible car collisions.
Yeah,
it's just amazing. I suppose it's amazing to kind of give a lot of credit to not only police officers, but members of the public who've just been spot on and helping others.
Yeah, definitely brilliant to have an event which will recognise all of the acts of bravery from the police, because even though it is part of their job, they do go above and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, producer Emma was at the event this week. She was presenting an award. So she was sat on stage at the Gaiety for 3 hours watching it all, and she came back and told us all about it. And John Madrill was there taking photos. Photography legend, John Madrill.
What? He is a legend, though, isn't he?
Mike and Paddy must have enough trophies to justify a cabinet by this point. I know. We've given them a couple, haven't we?
These are the two that you are often spending time with out and about.
Yes, so they won our Isle of Man newspaper's Community Police Officer of the Year last year.
Yeah.
It was a joint one, which is very rare. And I decided I would basically go along with them this year to the TT and kind of have an insight on, you know, what it's like during the busiest period in the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. They are such jokers, and you could just tell they have such a genuine, like, they really genuinely care about the people that they engage with, and that they are able to switch, because I find it would be really difficult to switch from the happy kind of community side, you know, getting your photo taken, and then the serious side where you're actually having to deal with offenders, really.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But they did it so well when I was with them.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. Okay, so we're sticking with the police and we're going over to the Chief Constable's annual report, Sam.
Yeah, that was out this week. It was out last week, actually. We covered it this week in the Examiner, page 3. There's loads on that. In essence, it's an annual report that the Chief Constable writes for the Department of Home Affairs, and we'll go before Tim Wood. I want to say next week. I think Tim Wood's next week. I lose track of days. Yes, next week Tim was on. Yes, next week. Next Tuesday starts. And that's going to go up for them as well to be received. Gary Roberts, their Chief Constable, he's been talking about basically what sort of year the police had. This is from April 1st of 2018 through to March 31st this year. So it doesn't include like this year's TT, for instance.
Yeah.
But he's saying about how crime went up on the arm by about 10%.
Does it specify which crimes?
It does. It's drug offences. Assaults and financial crime. Financial crime is one of them that we've got to think of. We've now got a dedicated unit which has grown in size over the past few years.
Yeah.
So that's something that they've focused more on. Drug offences is an interesting one, actually, because he says that what we've led is that the drug and the assault offences can be linked, because you get people on cocaine more to have a fight, and also that the success they've had in seizing drugs, that in essence can lead to people who are in debt to drug dealers being beaten up, essentially.
Yeah.
There's a
correlation between those two, then.
Yeah, he's also had a moment of looking back at when police cuts were first made. If you remember, everyone used to have a community police officer.
Yeah.
Which, thanks to the recession, a lot of places lost. They sold off a lot of police stations. So we've got his view on that and how that's developed over the past few years. There's an interesting take on the Steve Mercer incident, which people remember is a very famous one during TT, when he's hit by the course car. We've got coverage of that. And the the ever-growing debate around drugs, and he says, it's an interesting one actually, he used the word flourish, which is that our drug laws allow criminals to flourish. But then, of course, he's
not, existing. Not quite a nice tagline for the island.
Well, his basic argument is that there's no market for drugs except an illegal market, so you're just creating a market for criminals. Just, it's how things go, isn't it? So, yes, it's a weird one, because it's a very open and honest report, I think, actually. So it's well worth reading the Examiner, and the full report is actually on the Tim Wood list, which is, again, I think the whole thing is worth reading, because people should see things like this and see what it's there up to.
Okay, so you said page 3 of this week's Examiner, which people can pick up from all good news agents, and they can get it online at our website, iomtoday.co.im, as well.
Andy's third favourite tab.
Third favourite tab, digital editions. You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. Okay, got a bit of an update, because we've been talking about our favourite birds in the office. So we have, in this week's Independent, we have some coverage of the peacock. The Douglas peacock has been spotted out and about. But we have our favourite bird, the pink barbigull.
Oh, yes.
Which is up in Andreas. And we've had some feedback from a listener.
I love it.
We were so excited. We were all sharing messages.
Like, somebody listens to the podcast.
So what's the latest on the barbigull?
So they spotted it on a building, from what I've seen on the photo. And it is very clearly a pink seagull. So the pink seagull,
the
we think.
The pink gull, yeah.
Yes.
Is it not starting to sound like the Scarlet Pimpernel? Like it stalks the night and steals jewellery from carriages.
Yeah.
In like Renaissance France.
Yeah, it does a bit, I suppose.
It's taking on mythical status as seagull. I like it.
have any of you seen it yet?
No. To be fair, I haven't really gone out to look for it, to hunt it down.
It hunts you.
I'm starting to feel maybe that might be the case. But I'm intrigued by this Douglas peacock. Like, one of my mates, Danny Hignett, he's got a peacock problem because...
What?
pretty much every morning, really early in the morning, he has, like, some, like... peacocks arrive in his lawn and just wake him up every morning, and he's getting absolutely sick of it. And so he does like little video diaries of the peacocks every morning, like, get off my lawn.
where
is amazing, and especially amazing because he's got a Scouse accent, so it just
where
sounds
does
even
he
better.
Live? On the island?
Yeah, somewhere near Santon, I believe.
So there's a angry peacock situation going off in Santon right now.
We were worried about wallabies getting around the island. Peacocks are taking over.
I know. The birds are taking over.
And also, when they're crossing the road, they just don't give. Like, they just kind of strut across the road.
They're
and
like,
straight
your attitude. They'll go at their own pace.
Yeah. Ain't telling them what to do, I'll tell you that.
Yep. Brilliant. Okay, when we were actually at the Tim Bath races the other day, even though we'd had a couple of cans of gin, we definitely had.
I wish I had.
I've started on the Carlsberg, I don't like gin.
So we actually remember to record audio of us right before the race, when we were getting ourselves psyched up. So, and this is the first time you'll hear producer Emma's voice as well, that she stays silent usually during the podcast, but she's in this audio. Let's go to a clip of us before the race on Saturday.
Hi, so we are at the Castletown World Tin Bath Championship here, and we're Jess and Sam. We've got producer Emma on the team, and deputy editor Jackie and Holly is with us. Okay, how are you feeling about it, Emma?
Yeah, I'm pumped and ready to go.
Excellent. And what's the turnout like today, Holly?
Oh, it's packed. It's a lovely sunny day. Busy turnout.
You got the sun cream on?
No, okay. I don't.
And Jess, do you feel confident we're going to win?
I'm a bit nervous, actually. Like, I think I could... I could do with a few bears in me. I think we're going to be a strong team. We're going to go in and we're going to, come third, I think. So, yeah.
And Jackie, who do you think are our strengths and weaknesses on the team today?
I think Jess is obviously a key strength because she actually genuinely wants to win. Everyone else seems content on not making it through to the final. But I think everyone's going to try their best to make it through to the other side at least.
Okay. And Adrian, have you prepared any chants to support us?
Oggy, 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 oi, 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 because about the best I can do.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. Okay, and so obviously the main story in the sports world on the island this week is how the Manx teams are doing over at the Island Games. where Andy is currently supporting them all and covering their progress. So, Sam, what have you heard about what's happening over in Gibraltar?
Aside from his fantastic social media coverage, which has been going into the paper as well, it's in The Independent, being shot now, which he's got some fantastic coverage. But the island is actually, well, they were, at least to this morning, they were top of the medal charts. I think they still are. The swimming and the cycling absolutely bossed it.
Which, smashed it out of the park.
Yeah, which of course led to some of Andy's fantastic headlines.
Yeah.
But yeah, so at the time of Wednesday morning, they were top of the medal chart. I think they still are. I imagine they still are, or not. Topping Jersey, which is their, in sporting terms, an old rival of ours.
These are biggest rivals, Jersey.
Yeah, because we're like second in the overall records, I think Andy said, and they're like first.
Oh, of course. And we can't, so like, we can't catch up in this games alone, can
no,
we?
No, but on gold medals, we're absolutely storming it. So.
Really? And that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not the taking part that counts.
It's the gold.
Exactly.
So how much longer will the Island Games be going on for? No one knows. Shut up, Kate.
Don't ask journalists questions.
Saturday. Why not?
Over on Saturday. Okay, so this week in history, Sam, what have you found?
Oh, I like this one. I wasn't going to use it, and then like, I decided to, because it's a lovely picture of a donkey and its mother.
Aww.
So it was pin the name on the donkey and a plan for Derby Airfield, which as many plans from 2008 put forward never materialised, as anyone who knows the history of the financial crash will know. That never got off the ground. Good joke there, because it's an airfield, but thanks for laughing.
Yeah,
so it was pin the name on the donkey. And it was a donkey which had been born at the home of rest for old horses.
I love its name, Leanne.
No, that's its mother.
Oh, the mother.
That was why it was pinned the name. You had to get.
No, I mean, like, the month, yeah.
They were trying to come up with a name for the baby donkey. It's called Baby Donkey.
What would you name it?
Oh. I don't know.
Do you know, my mum used to have a pet donkey over at her farm in Ireland. The donkey, well, all of her sisters were allowed to ride horses, but because she was little, she could only ride the donkey, and it was called Neddy.
Neddy.
And now every time we see it, when one of those families, like when we see a donkey, we're like, oh, it's a Neddy.
It's like me when because I used to have a pet lamb, and my mum's pet lamb was called Rosemary, so I just kind of continued the tradition. Like, no creativity there whatsoever.
So, I think it looks a bit like a Louise.
I think Bartholomew.
Like, never a shortened Bart, always Bartholomew.
Oh, I know, Bart is kind of cute for a donkey.
It's a girl, look, it's yet to be named female offspring. You can't call a girl Bartholomew.
Why not? We're the other donkeys modern were people, laugh. Sam.
Well, they What's the in, female equivalent
they weren't
for Bartholomew?
In 2008.
Bertie? That's awful.
There's no female equivalent. You can't call it that. The other donkeys will laugh at it.
Nancy?
Ooh.
Margaret?
Margaret.
Maybe not. Also on that week, though, there was 60 years in the NHS they were marking. So what that makes us now in 71 years. There was an advert for the Living Well Health Club at the Hilton, which, bloody hell, the Hilton Hotel. That's going back a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's Comus now, isn't it?
No, what? That's the Mount Morgan.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm getting confused there.
Is it the Palace?
Yeah, so it was the Hilton. And
oh, the Best Western.
That was Best Western, that was the Palace, or was it the Palace and the Best Western, but everyone calls it the Palace. But if you get in a taxi and say the Hilton, they'll still take you there.
That must be confusing for visitors to the island.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of things here that are confusing. Like, being on a bus that says hello to some fairies is quite a bizarre experience.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's not bad. 12 months membership for the price of 10.
Special offer.
Yeah, I like that. And then you could... PhoenixIT.im, we're giving you the opportunity to win an iPod. iPods, oh.
Do you guys have an iPod?
I loved my iPod.
They've been discontinued.
Really?
iPods
I never had one, to be fair.
You never had an iPod?
No. Well, I had like an iPod Mini. That was.
I think I had one of them for a bit, actually. Was that the little shuffle thing?
Yeah, that's it.
But didn't they start giving them for free when you open bank accounts and things?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What are they called now? The
An iPad?
An iPad. You got, because those have kind of become unfashionable now, haven't they? Nobody really has iPads these days.
Don't know. I never had one.
We had a mini one again. Something with the minis.
But I know, because iPods, like, they've gone to that stage now where they're saying, oh, everyone's got iPhones, so we're not doing them anymore. And they've also closed down the iStore, so they want everyone to subscribe, so it becomes, like, that Spotify thing that I don't understand. So it's going to be like that instead, so you don't... So basically, the whole idea is that nobody buys music. And I think it's a really sad end to the iPod. I just thought I'd bring that up while we're doing it.
But I suppose it makes more sense just because, like, otherwise you would have your phone and your iPod, and it just there's too much going on. Like, I can't handle that. I just want it all in one.
I had a Sony Ericsson W810i at one point, which could hold like 10 songs, and that was like boss at the time. And then you could get like a bigger memory stick to put in it, and so you could hold like loads.
Did you guys ever have those ones where you put a CD in it and you could carry around?
Of
course I did. A discman, yeah. But I mean, I had like the cassette player as
well. Oh my goodness.
And going on like school holidays and be like, I have to make 40 cassettes because I don't know what music I'm going to want to listen to on the bus journey.
That is incredible. Times have changed. Because now you got like unlimited Spotify songs. So.
I know.
I love Spotify.
I tell you something that hasn't changed. Well, it has changed, but it's back. You may have seen a couple of weeks ago we had the story of Walton's closing down. Yeah. It's back.
Yeah, I know. Walton's back. Duncan's been covering
Business editor. Yeah, absolutely. That is in the Independent this week?
It is in the Independent because I've just written out a load of news bills going around the island.
Do you love writing the news bills?
Sorry.
Because you must write some crackers.
I love the news bills. I love seeing what headlines Richard's going to give us.
And also the big pen. That's a big pen.
That's something weird to be excited about. But yeah, it's the pen where you have to sit in a room with every single window open.
Why?
It smells so bad.
Otherwise you come
it's
out
like you that powerful.
It's like you can't have Dave Norton near the room because his chest won't be able to handle it.
Like cough himself to death.
Yeah, it's just, it's so powerful.
We're not talking about Rastamouse. We were talking about Rastamouse Day, and we were saying that like how he solves crimes and Tink.
And Tink.
Yeah. I think we've gone off point from the donkeys here. But yeah, that was what was on the Courier on the 10th of July, 2008.
Brilliant.
Very nice.
So, Manx Word of the Week. Last week, I picked a word that I thought there is no way you will ever guess what this word means. So, last week's word was slatobby.
Slatobby.
Yep.
But you had to say it like a northerner. Like
yeah, because it's like you miss the H off, so you're like, obby. Yeah.
I see.
Yep. So, that actually meant magic wand. Which is a useful word to know in Manx, I know.
Did it have any connection to anything? Or...
No. No, I was sick of you looking at the front page and just naming every object on the front page.
That's throwing me off, yeah? Slatobby is magic wand.
Yes. Well,
I'm amazed how there's even like a Manx word for that.
There's a lot of like mythical and magical Manx words because of obviously our folklore and our stories.
I suppose,
yeah. So we do have a lot of interesting Manx words for, you know, fairies and magic wands.
There's a Manx word for Gruffalo.
Really?
Because they have translated the Gruffalo.
They translated the Gruffalo.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Yep. So this week we have a word which is actually connected to the front page. So do you want to give it a go? It's actually probably the easiest to pronounce ever. You want to try and give it a go?
I'll try. Assel. Sorry.
Sam?
I don't think I can beat that. Asshole.
Sorry, it just sounds so wrong.
None of you are reading my notes.
Less ass, more as.
As all.
Exactly.
Azel.
More like Sam. Be more like Sam, Jess.
I think that's advice.
I don't want to be more like Sam.
Okay. I think that's advice Azul. That you could all take with you, listeners.
Azel. That's good, yeah. But let's go over to Culture Vannon and see how it should be pronounced.
Azel.
Okay, so that's coming to the end now. I'm going to say I'm relieved and I'm happy Andy's going to be back next week. Cause
no, you did a great job.
It feels like being the substitute teacher.
Everyone hates
you. We have not thrown anything at you.
Well, I actually got paperclips thrown at me in the head by producer Emma earlier on today. So you have been throwing stuff at me.
We haven't written anything rude on the whiteboard. None of us have been told to stand outside.
To be fair, you haven't checked your back for a nasty note. So could be on the back there.
But I'm very relieved that Sunburnt Andy will be back next week to present and I can just sit and just tell you my Manx words instead.
Well, I think she deserves a bit of a round of applause, really, to be fair, because, I mean, you kicked.
I'm not clapping.
No.
Come on, Sam.
Sam would never support me in life. No. Okay, so if you want to get in touch with us this week, how can you get in touch with us, Jess?
So you can get in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at IOM News Podcast. Or you could also do a little tagline for the newspapers in overall, which is at IOM Newspapers.
Brilliant.
But if you would like to maybe send us a letter, I'm guessing. You
send
can
us postcards. We love it. Getting nice posts.
Exactly. You guys could send, like, postcards. Our listeners could send postcards. That could be quite nice. So you can do that to IOM News Podcast, Isle of Man Newspapers, European House, Peel Road, Douglas, with the postcard IOM15ED.
Yeah. Not my home postcode. And if you want to get in touch with us on the phone, 01624 695 695. Has everyone got lots coming up this week? Jess, what have you got lined up?
So I've got a few things. I'm hoping to get in touch with an individual who has a... So she's actually hoping to raise money for her to go over and get some brainstem surgery in Barcelona, actually. So, I mean, this is very early stages. I'm yet to find out more, but that should possibly be out in the Examiner.
Excellent. Okay, so you can read more about that in next week's Examiner. Mm-hmm. Sam, busy week?
I've got an interview on Friday I'm doing, which I'm really looking forward to.
Who are you interviewing?
It's this couple who have travelled across the entirety of the British Isles.
Yeah.
And visited every train station, and they're coming to the Isle of Man.
I can just imagine how excited you're going to be to chat with them. I can just see the look on your face
the
now.
The transport king.
Yeah.
In his element.
Yeah, hey, to be fair, they've been on TV, they've been interviewed by The Guardian, so, you know, we're talking highbrow people here.
So that's that's tomorrow you're interviewing them, and next week it'll be in the papers.
Yep, that's going in next week.
Well, it'll be a right little treat for them to go on the steam train here, because I love going on that. And it goes right past my house as well, so... Buzzing.
You can get it to work in the morning, Jess.
Yeah. Do you wave at the train as it goes past?
You can't. You're not that close to it, but you can definitely hear it like choo choo when it goes past.
Okay. Sam looks offended by your train noise.
But it's, you know, perks of living down south.
There has to be some.
Brilliant. Can I just mention as well, for the world of distribution, in this week's Independent, as well as some of the stories you've covered today, we have the Class of feature. It's actually a bumper edition of The Independent because it features every school, like schools across the island's leavers photos. If anyone wants to get their hands on a copy, please go to your local newsagents or www.iomtoday.co.im and click on digital editions and you can look at those.
Brilliant.
Okay, well, that's it, really.
Bye for now.